Namaste and welcome to Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast, a podcast that brings to you the ancient flowing tradition of Vedanta, which reveals that you are pure being having a human experience. I'm your guide by the side, Swamini B. Let us flow, you and I, on the banks of the River of Wisdom. Just the night had passed. But for the children returning to school, so much had happened. It was a new day, much to talk about, tease, and play. The teacher walks in and cannot believe the cacophony in the classroom. At the top of her voice, she says, "Silence." She can still hear a low-grade cacophony. Exasperated, she repeats, "Silence." And slowly, the children look away from each other to look at her grudgingly, and the class becomes silent. Since then, our understanding of silence has been an absence of noise, an absence of sound, not necessarily a silence from which all different sounds and hence different languages and dialects emerge. Our journey with silence is an interesting one because in many ways it is a journey with oneself. In silence, what else is there but you? Through the day, as we flit from task to task, conversation to conversation, speaking and not speaking are our ways of being in the world, dancing with silence. Our silence with the other reflects shades of meaning. While playing chess with my nephew the other day, a long time had passed in silence after my chess move, and I said, "It's your turn." And he said, "I'm thinking." And so there is the silence of thoughtfulness. After a joke was cracked at the expense of the in-laws, her partner asks, "Are you upset?" The question is met with a stony silence. Here the silence is of not being understood or a silence of withdrawal. In the crisp mountain air, the couple walk hand in hand amidst the tall coniferous trees silently. There is nothing much to say. Their silence is of companionship. And there is a silence of deep listening to the other speak, and not rehearsing your lines in response to what the other will say. At the parent-teacher meeting, the teacher tells the parents, "Your daughter does not speak much in class." The meeting ends. The little girl waits with bated breath. The father looks lovingly at his daughter and smiles. Hesitating, she asks, "Are you angry with me?" And he laughs, "Not at all," holding her close quietly for some time. The silence is of acceptance. The team members are huddled in the conference room with their steaming mugs of coffee on the table as another marathon meeting comes to an end. The team leader thunders yet again, "I want results, not excuses. Hope that's clear." The team members look at each other with a silence of resignation and boredom. The TV journalist thrusts the microphone into the face of the alleged drug peddler and says, "The nation is watching you," using the silence of a power game. As the model walks the ramp and her upper garment slips off her naked shoulders in a possible wardrobe malfunction, the photographers are quick to press the shutter to capture that moment of dumb silence, not a silence from where action could emerge. On hearing the news of the son having an accident, the father does not speak. His is the silence of shock. Or as the beautiful song, "The Sound of Silence," goes, "And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share, and no one dared disturb the sound of silence. This is the silence of discomfort, a silence of disconnection. The family members are gathered close to the hospital bed. As the doctor says, it is just a matter of time. Their grandmother's body has become frail. She looks at her hands, those hands that have cared and cooked and written and so much more. Now have all kinds of tubes sticking out of them. Still a complete life. She smiles and gazes slowly at her family members, one by one. Hers is the silence of peace and contentment. In a new city, the successful executive returns to his hotel after a hectic day of back-to-back meetings and immediately switches on the television. No, he does not want to watch it after spending his entire day in front of the screen. He just wants to drown out the silence of his loneliness. The chants have died down as the aarti is just over in the Medha Dakshinamurti temple. Dakshinamurti is Lord Shiva as the teacher, while the devotees line up to receive prasada in one end of the temple. She sits in front of her dearest Dakshinamurti, recognizing that all that she has is given. Her heart wells in gratitude and strength. Hers is the silence of surrender. The Guru looks into her eyes and teaches the meaning of Om. The meaning is clear for her, and they exchange a smile of knowing. A silence of recognition, a silence of oneness. With its many colors and shades of meaning, the silences that punctuate our days and weeks and months and years add so much meaning to our lives. One can leave moments of silence to chance or take on a deliberate sadhana, a religious practice. Maunam. Practicing maunam is a period of deliberate silence where one does not speak to anyone. The principle is that when it comes to mastery, we always start with the gross and then move to the subtle. Maunam is not really about the control of the tongue as it appears at first glance. It is about slowing down the useless chatter in our minds. Useless because a lot of the chatter in the mind is that inner voice in everyone's head which constantly has to narrate, comment, judge, express all the time to have a sense of control. Knowing fully well that the external world cannot be controlled, this inner voice is at it non-stop, ruminating about the past and planning for the future, rarely ever enjoying the present. The mind is a glorious instrument, and yet we feel that we don't have mastery because it seems to do its own thing. For first-timers, maunam is best practiced in a retreat setting with some guidance. In maunam, one does not have any activity or reading or writing, and definitely no speaking. There is no pressure about what to say next or what to think next. You allow your mind to go wherever it needs to, and believe me, it will go to spaces that are stuck. Those stuck spaces in one's life and mind are crying for one's attention. Those spaces that do not allow one to move forward in life, you cut through the wild thicket that has grown. In that silence, there is you and your identities, you and the many roles you play, you and the kaleidoscope of experiences. In that silence, there is you and your thoughts, you and the flow of emotions, you and the many memories, some clear, some vague, and some fading away. In that silence, there was you and the other. But the other is just a form. The other may be a loved one, your phone, or your thought. It is just a form. The existence that is the basis of your form, and the other is one. No, there are no two. There were never any two. The existence that is you is not a property of your body, but accommodates all forms, including the existing body in it. The existence that is you is pure potentiality, from where all attempts at productivity emerge. The existence that is you is real, while the different roles depend on you for their existence. The existence that is you is formlessness, from where all forms emerge. The existence that is you is neither matter nor energy, but from which all matter emerges, and the play of matter into energy and energy into matter goes on. The existence that is you is being, from which attempts at becoming more productive, more kind, etc. emerge. The existence that is you is not a product of a thinking process or a becoming process. It just is. In fact, it makes possible all processes. It just is, and it is you. The existence that is you is silence. A silence that is not opposed to the sounds of a battlefield, nor a silence of discomfort, nor a silence of loneliness. The existence that is you is silence. A silence that is an abiding peace, a shantihi, from which all forms, such as different sounds, emerge, are sustained, and resolved. As you danced with the other in the different tempo of silence, you saw that all along the silence was really the existence that is you, with no past or future, just the eternal present. You matter. Your life matters. What you do with your life matters. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode offering some insight, I do hope you will consider sharing this with friends, family, or even on social media. To access articles, videos, and so on, you can log on to discoveratma.com. And of course, you can write to me at swaminiji@discoveratma.com. That's SWAMINIJI at discoveratma.com. I would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and see you next week.